It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. On Friday, we talked television. Alexander Zelbin joins us right now from Decider.com, a great website. Visit Decider.com. Alex, nice to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. Shocking yesterday, Fox comes out and cancels a bunch of shows that I didn't see any possibility of being canceled, but Fox thought otherwise.
Oh,
Wendy's
my God,
gasping.
I just saw one.
Wendy's gasping,
no!
Alex. Share the sad news with everybody.
So we are entering upfront season, which means lots of cancellations, renewals, and new shows. And unfortunately, I mean, some of your favorites are going to go, but it was a bloodbath last night. They canceled Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is, I think, the big one that everybody is freaking out about, but also The Mick, which was a huge surprise.
My favorite show ever.
Gone.
And
me too. I love that show.
But I know it's bawdy. I know they push the envelope a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Super funny, though. And was it not getting ratings?
You know, we've been talking about that a lot in the office today. They weren't getting ratings, but also broadcast TV in general is having a hard time just with the glut of content out there. So that's never the only reason things get canceled anymore. Fox, if you look at what they probably have on their upcoming slate, and we will know more on Monday once they have their upfront presentation, it looks like they're pivoting from single-camera comedies to multi-camera comedies, which we're kind of calling a little bit of the Roseanne effect. That show is so big. It's cheaper to do a multi-camera comedy in front of an audience. So we think they're going to go in that direction. That said, don't give up hope. There's a lot of other networks that are looking into these shows, whether to give them maybe a short, shortened wrap-up like Last Man on Earth, or Brooklyn Nine-Nine actually seems a strong contender to head to something like Hulu or maybe even NBC, which would be pretty surprising.
I have to jump in and just say Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I don't watch on a regular basis. My kids love it. Very popular.
Funny.
It is.
Yeah.
The Mick and even Last Man on Earth, all three of these shows were honestly too hip and cool to be on Fox.
Oh,
they were lucky to have them. So
yeah.
I kind of forgot they were on Fox. I would love to see them go mm-hmm. to another venue.
I do think Brooklyn Nine-Nine actually feels like a great fit on NBC if they do want to make that move. It's executive produced by Mike Schur, and they already have The Good Places on there. He did The Office and Parks and Rec back in the day. And he has a new show that they're considering doing on NBC called, I believe it's Abby. So that would be a nice fit there. Otherwise, all of these shows, as far as I know, do pretty well on Hulu. Fox puts their stuff up on Hulu the next day. So again, that might be a really good fit. And I hope we see more. The Mix seems to be getting lost in the conversation a little bit. Brooklyn Nine-Nine seems a strong contender. Last Man on Earth, we'll see what happens. But The Mick almost surprisingly cut down in its prime. It just got two seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
You made Wendy gasp with that news, Alex. I didn't think I'd see that today.
I'm literally so shocked.
Yeah, it is shocking. Well, how about this? If you look at those three shows, Alex, over on Fox, and then you add New Girl, which is gone at the end mm-hmm. of the season, that's a gigantic gaping hole in their comedy lineup. Other than The Simpsons, which has been on since we were all little children, all their comedies, all their longstanding comedies, all took a hit in one day.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about what it means and why they're doing this and what Fox is going forward. And again, we'll probably know more once they literally tell us on Monday afternoon. But one of the conspiracy theory type things going around is that Disney is still potentially going to buy Fox. The deal hasn't totally gone through. If it does go through, it's going to happen midway through next year. So the current popular theory is they're kind of just biding their time, that they're throwing a couple of things out there that they can put on the schedule. They don't want to spend too much money on a lot of other stuff. Like a lot of, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is well into its run, and those things actually get more expensive as they go. So again, these are all conspiracy theories. It's not reported out or anything like that. But it's possible it might be a network just kind of running, I don't know what the expression is, running its pedals, running
yeah.
the gas
until,
until it figures out whatever is going on with the Disney thing.
Our guest is Alexander Zelbin from Decider.com. In a little bit, we'll find out what the wow moment of the week is. This segment is sponsored by Wow Internet TV and Phone. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right. We are back to talking television.
Alexander Zelbin is our guest. He's over at Decider.com. If you like your TV, visit Decider.com. Benedict Cumberbatch coming back to TV. What can you tell us, Alex?
So this is a show called Patrick Melrose. It's an adaptation of a novel. It stars Benedict Cumberbatch as a drunken playboy trying to get over some traumatic experiences from his childhood. It has an amazing cast: Jennifer Jason Leigh, Hugo Weaving, Blythe Danner, Allison Williams, and Holiday Grainger. It's premiering on Showtime on 9 p.m. To be honest, I've heard some mixed things about it. Benedict Cumberbatch is great. We have one of our writers is writing up something for later today to talk about how he's a thirst trap in the series. But at the same time, apparently, if you've read the book, you're not going to like it. But if you haven't read the book, you might actually like it. So,
wow.
I was watching the premiere of season 2 of I'm Dying Up Here. I forgot that came back on Sunday night, so I watched it on Showtime Anytime and saw a preview of this Patrick Melrose, and it looks really good.
Is it modern day or is it from the past?
Apparently.
Alexander, does it take place now or in the past?
It's kind of all over. It's actually over the course of 40 years, I think, and multiple countries. So a little bit of both.
All right. So again, that is called Patrick Melrose, and it premieres this weekend on Showtime. Little Women coming back to television. What's going on there? Oh, Wendy's yawning. Hold on, Alex. Let Wendy yawn. You know, our complaint with Little Women is, and I've seen it 3 different times, the women are not that little. I want the women to be very, very little, and they're like human-sized. It's very disappointing.
I have some bad news for you. These are also human-sized women.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I know. A real disappointment for everybody. It's on PBS on Sunday night at 8 p.m. That's when it kicks off. 3 parts. Produced by BBC and airing Masterpiece. Emily Watson is in it. Angela Lansbury is in it.
Oh.
Dylan Baker, Catherine Newton, and Willa Fitzgerald. And if you like Little Women, it's great. Our reviewer who saw it said it's not breaking any new ground. You're not going to see a vast reinvention of Little Women, but it's sumptuous and comforting, and it's just all around good television.
I have to give you high marks. A couple of weeks ago on the show, you highly recommended Lost in Space, the new version of Lost in Space. Mm-hmm. I watched the first 2 episodes, thoroughly entertained by it. Really enjoy Lost in Space.
Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. It's great. I'm very excited for when it comes back, whenever it does come back. It holds up the entire season, so you have a good ride ahead of you.
We're going to, Wendy and I are having the little boy on who plays the new version of Will Robinson. He's a Chicago kid. And it's funny because there's enough of the old series there. If you're a fan of the old Lost in Space, there's little hints to the old Lost in Space, but they've taken some nice twists and turns. I really thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, it definitely, there's a fun little Easter egg you might have missed in the first episode. Without spoiling too much, Parker Posey plays the new Dr. Smith character, and there's a point that she interacts with an older person, and that's actually the original Dr. Smith in the episode.
From the original series.
Really?
Yeah, so it's pretty cute. Yeah, so they have little Easter eggs throughout like that. It's a very different show. It's much more, like I had said before, in line with, say, Lost or epic, big budget, you know, sort of Star Trek-y in a way.
Yeah.
But it still is very comforting. It's almost a good family show if there wasn't quite so much cursing.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed it, but in the theme song, it's a completely reworked theme song from the old Lost in Space, but there's some of the same bars from the original theme song that they've thrown into the middle of it. So I love when there's little hints like that.
It's great. It definitely is not ignoring what happened in the past, but it's definitely a show for the future.
What is Evil Genius? This is something premiering, I think, today on Netflix, right? Evil Genius? Yeah. What is it?
Yeah, this is already up today. It's a, I believe, 4-part true crime series produced by the Duplass brothers, who just did Wild Wild Country, which was the previous true crime doc that everybody was freaking out about. This focuses on a crime known as the Pizza Bomber Heist, and it starts with a pizza delivery man trying to rob a bank with an explosive collar, and it blows up while he's trying to rob the bank. This is absolutely true, by the way. And it only gets crazier from there. Our reviewer, Jade, who just put a review up on the site, said that it's a beautifully put together documentary. It's more in line with, say, The Jinx on HBO than something that looks really rough. I'm not thinking of any good examples there. But it's 4 parts. It's great. If you're into true crime stuff, you're going to love it.
And I have to confess, this is a show that I've heard of, but I've never seen. But I'm just reading now that it's coming to an end. So if I am going to watch it, I better watch it fast. The Expanse. This is a Sci-Fi Network thing?
Yeah, that was big news that actually happened, I think, probably 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning this morning, and then fans woke up of the show, woke up to bad news. This is an adaptation of a series of novels. It's a lot of people have called it like Battlestar Galactica meets Game of Thrones, which is very appropriate. And it's great. It's definitely genre-pushing sci-fi. Takes place in the future where there's this bubbling war between Mars and Earth and some other factions. It's very complicated. It's very diverse cast as well. So a lot of people are very upset to hear about it. But the good news is it's actually produced by an international company. So like what we were talking about with the Fox shows, there's a pretty good chance it's going to get picked up somewhere else. So stay tuned.
And these are the creators of the show. These are the guys who wrote the movie Children of Men, right? That's where we would know them from.
I'm sure. Not 100% sure about that. I do know that they used to be George R. R. Martin's assistants, which is why a lot of the Game of Thrones comparisons come in. But I'll have to look at that. Might be right.
It's a guy named Mark Fergus. I don't remember the other guy's name, but I think they were the guys who had originally written Children of Men. We're almost out of time.
I know, and I'm dying to talk about something, but I believe this is the wow moment. I don't know what it is.
It is the wow moment of the week.
I got an alert about this show. I was wondering about this show, and I guess some good news here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the wow moment of the week is that Rick and Morty, a lot of fans were wondering what was going on with season 4. We hadn't heard anything about a pickup since season 3, and the news came out yesterday that it has been picked up. Not just for season 4, but for 70 additional episodes.
That's huge.
Which is mind-boggling. I don't even know what to do with this. This is clearly Adult Swim's biggest show, so they definitely want to go all in on it. But the show has kind of been put together at almost a glacial pace. They put out 10 episodes every year and a half or 2 years or so. And now 70 more episodes. That takes it from 31 episodes that have broadcast so far over the course of half a decade to 101.
Wow.
It's incredible.
That's good news. If you're a fan of Rick and Morty, very good news. Alex, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for all the information. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks again for having me on.
Thanks, that's Alex.
Alex Zalbin. The website again is decider.com. If you enjoy your TV, visit decider.com.